It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Good morning, and thank you for joining another edition of Blockchain Business. This is your twice weekly program on how new technology and new financial opportunities are shaping the lives of ordinary citizens globally. One of the challenges we have in the area of using money to our best advantage has to do with being so busy. Many of us are not investing the time in education to understand how we can see that technology is today money and money is technology. It would appear from all the data we study daily and nightly that Bitcoin is moving from a winter of prices to a spring of prices. If you had invested two toffees, $50 US, $5,000 US, or $1 million US dollars at January 1st this year in Bitcoin, a few days ago, when the Bitcoin price reached $28,000 US, you would be up 75% in profit. There are no local or international financial instruments on this planet which would have earned you that 75% profit. And we know the top companies in the United States were up just over 30%. This is the S&P 500, led by the leading technology firms like Apple. As usual, we state that we do not offer financial advice on this program, simply opinions and research. And you are welcome to Google CoinMarketCap, CoinMarketCap, to verify the numbers, which provides price data, historical data, which you may use along with primary school knowledge on calculating profits to determine the facts we are sharing. Now, there are scammers and schemers in any business. So next week, Blockchain Business has been invited to attend an international presentation and discussion on money laundering, and we will be sharing information with you. Another upcoming event is being organized in association with Barbadian Edward Millington, the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries, and the University of the West Indies on money laundering and cybercrime. Millington and his company, Carisec Global, are organizers of the conference on November 10th, entitled Anti-Money Laundering and Cybercrime. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and educational, you know what to do. Tune in every Friday and Monday morning at 7:10 a.m. for more, much more, on The Voice of Barbados.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.